Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, January 2nd, 2025. Welcome to Day 1444. Donald Trump blamed criminal immigrants for the New Year's Day attack in New Orleans that was carried out by a U.S. Army veteran who was born in Texas. In the early hours of New Year's Day, a man drove a truck into a crowd on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, leaving at least 15 people dead. The driver behind the attack was Shamsuddin Jabbar, a Texas-born U.S. citizen and Army veteran. The FBI said Jabbar acted alone and had posted several videos online before the attack, proclaiming his support for ISIS. Still, Trump posted, "When I said that the criminals coming in are far worse than the criminals we have in our country, that statement was constantly refuted by Democrats and the fake news media, but it turned out to be true." Trump later added, "Our country is a disaster, a laughingstock all over the world. This is what happens when you have open borders with weak, ineffective, and virtually non-existent leadership." Hours later, a Tesla Cybertruck exploded outside of Trump's hotel in Las Vegas, killing the driver and injuring 7 people. The man inside the Cybertruck was an active-duty soldier in the Army. The Las Vegas sheriff said their investigation indicated that the driver shot himself in the head immediately before the vehicle exploded. A gun was found in the driver's seat. The FBI said there is no definitive link between the attack in New Orleans and Las Vegas. Meanwhile, Mike Johnson does not have the votes needed to remain Speaker of the House, with less than 24 hours until the start of the 119th Congress. While Trump has endorsed Johnson for a second term and no other Republican has challenged him, several Republican lawmakers have not committed to voting for him yet because of the way that he handled the year-end spending bill. Republican Thomas Massie is a firm no, and several members of the House Freedom Caucus have said that they remain undecided. Failure to elect a speaker could delay the certification of Trump's victory, and Congress has never tried to certify a presidential election without a House Speaker in place. In order to be elected Speaker, Johnson needs to win a majority of members who vote. The House is currently divided 219 to 215, meaning with full attendance, Johnson can only lose one Republican vote to retain the speakership if all Democrats vote against him. Trump, meanwhile, plans to host a victory rally the day before his inauguration at the Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. Moving on, Joe Biden will award Liz Cheney and Benny Thompson the Presidential Citizens Medal, honoring two of the leaders of the House January 6 committee that investigated the Capitol riot less than 3 weeks before Trump is set to take office a second time. Trump, on the other hand, has repeatedly threatened to jail Cheney and Thompson for their roles in investigating his actions on and around January 6th. Meanwhile, a federal appeals court struck down the FCC's net neutrality rules, ending a two-decade effort to regulate broadband providers as utilities and shifting responsibility to Congress. The court ruled that the FCC lacked authority to regulate broadband internet providers as utilities, citing a Supreme Court precedent that limits agency power. And finally, Supreme Court Justice John Roberts warned that violence, intimidation, and defiance directed at judges because of their work undermine our republic and are wholly unacceptable. In his annual report, Roberts said that the number of violent threats against judges has more than tripled over the last decade, and that they highlight the vulnerability of judges who sign their names to the decisions they render each day and return home each night to communities. Roberts, however, did not mention the Supreme Court's ruling that Trump is entitled to absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts, or its decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and eliminate the constitutional right to abortion, or the numerous ethics controversies that have plagued Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, or its first-ever code of conduct that lacks an enforcement mechanism. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.